Welcome to another inspiring message from the Cornerstone Church Enugu.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God forevermore.
God is good.
Hallelujah.
We praise God.
We praise God.
We praise God.
It's in His presence that there is a fullness of joy.
See, don't be that one that they say, we drum, no grief dance. We cry, you know, grief.
No, no.
We dance
and we celebrate
and we rejoice.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, we give thanks.
As a church, Lord, we lift our voices in thanksgiving to you this morning.
We love you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
Lord, we thank you.
You saw us,
you chose us,
you loved us,
you called us,
and just embraced us as your own.
You said, you are mine.
Thank you, Lord.
You said, TCC is yours.
TCC is mine.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for great and mighty things you have begun to do in our lives, in our midst, in our families.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Praise be God forevermore.
You are a good God.
Ah, thank you.
It's so dense, it's pouring down.
Thank you, Lord.
The cloud is so full, it's pouring out.
I want to say to you, you are waiting for 24th October. Oh, it's as ABBC.
It has begun. It has begun. It has begun. It has begun. It has begun.
Ha, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
We are grateful we can enjoy this presence, this tangible, manifest presence of God.
Thank you, Lord.
We are in awe of you this morning.
Thank you, Lord, for you've begun to speak. And Lord, I'm asking that you get us ready for this flight.
Lord, get us ready for this flight.
That our hearts be made ready.
Our minds be made ready.
Every part of us be made ready to take off with you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord, for deliverances you've begun to wrought in this place.
Be thou glorified, Father. In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. If I'm sweating more than you, you are wrong.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank
you. Glory to God. I imagine a day will just come and dance and dance and dance and go.
Amen.
Amen.
You know who the King of Glory is?
You know, this Isaiah, that book of Isaiah will be reading. You know,
my rest clear, we'll keep saying it in the morning prayer, in our watch, when we are praying, we'll watch it.
God knows that I'm the one that is doing it like this.
I am He, it is me.
In case you're thinking I'm not sure, what
no, I am He.
It is me.
I'm the Lord.
The Lord Almighty.
Amen.
Amen.
God is good.
Thank God.
Thank God for God.
Praise God.
Are you enjoying yourself in this service?
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So maybe we're wondering, what's going on today?
What's going on in church today?
We're usually very prim and proper.
Why are we running around?
We're a spiritual church.
Maybe one day, Holy Spirit, carry this seat and keep outside. We'll carry a keep.
I'll be running around here.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
All right, so this month, that's why I'm even particularly excited that the theme of the month is soar.
So when I've gotten messages from people who are not even in Enugu and saying, you know, just telling me this thing I'm sharing with you about how that it is, there's the season of coming. And all of that is confirmation of what the Lord has told us earlier in the year.
Hallelujah.
So it's my heart, because it's not like, okay, we heard people say this and we're now doing this. It's that we're doing what we are doing.
Following God,
then He's doing what He's doing and letting us know that yes, we are on the right path.
Hallelujah.
So today, the topic for today, lay aside weight or let go of weight.
Let go of weight.
You know, during Christmas or during festive seasons, people buy chicken, right?
So people buy dolo dolo.
That's turkey. People buy that. But I want to use chicken now. So when you go to probably a poultry and you want to buy chicken, you know, you can see the ones that are flying, you know, that are running around easily, even flying a bit, you know, web their web feathers and do a bit of that and just keep walking. Then you look around and you see another one that is too heavy to walk. Have you seen such a chicken? Like, just if you go and look for their trouble, they're like, who is this devil that is after my life? They don't want to move. Just see them moving. I got some pictures, but I didn't remember to send it to them. Just be moving like this. You know, those very fat, heavy chickens, you know, they have feathers, they have wings. So it's not the absence of wings that is making them not fly. It is weight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So for many believers, many of us, it's not the absence of the ability to fly. It's the weight. It's the weight, the baggages we are carrying. It's not that the Lord had you go. It's that he had left you fly, but you are still hanging on a lot of things that are not letting you take off. I mean, and God is telling us right now, the season you have come into is not a season you will go into carrying weight. Whatever it is. Whatever that weight is. So if you are trying to catch, maybe somebody is running, you know, you are trying to, you are carrying heavy bags and you are running to catch up your flight, you know, to check in. And somebody else is just carrying one small bag. Who'd run faster? The one that's carrying heavy weight, right? Big bags will run faster. Eh? Not so. No, you should run now. You should be able to run very fast. So that one, we say, okay, the person that is carrying a lighter load should be able to carry, should be able to run faster. So if a ship is in the dock and it's still on the dock, if we don't remove, what is it called again? Huh? The anchor, thank you. If we don't remove the anchor, where is the ship going? Is it the absence of the ocean or the sea? There is a sea. The boat is in good shape. However, it is dragging something. And that something is dragging will not let it move forward. So the Lord is... Amen. Who is that? Are we not going to fly to the U.S.? Praise the Lord. Okay, don't mind me. So when you travel to different places, there are different... You can't. It's not the same weight across board. So if you're going to travel to, say, U.S., and they say the minimum or the... And I mean, they say, okay, the weight is too much. Could you please remove a bit? You pick this one. Oh, my precious diamond. You keep it. Ah, my precious shoe. No, you should go with me. At the end of the day, you don't know what to drop. You know you need to make a decision. It's either you are dropping or you are not going. Are you getting? Or you pay for extra. Or you go home. Amen. So, if it's a student that is on scholarship that is managing the things that she is managing funds, or you are managing funds, you know you don't even have the money for the extra, to pay for the extra baggages, you're going to have to remove some weight. Because you don't want to go home. You want to travel. You have told everybody. We are moving. Praise the Lord. What am I getting at? No matter how you love those things, you are letting them go. You eventually probably will have to take a few clothes, your documents, one shoe, just to be on that, to get to that weight. Because you have to adapt to the rule of the airline. In the same way, there is the weight for us as believers is already determined. Hallelujah. You know, I was talking about that chicken. Some of, even human beings, you see people that are very obese. You know, years ago I can't even remember the name of the movie. It's not a movie. It's you know, a show that they do on DSTV. I don't know if they still do it. These American people that are so big, obese, you know, but they are now working on it. So it's a kind of fitness show. So you see people that are weighing 500 pounds and they come there. You know, sometimes you just see them balance and they're eating burger, they're eating all the sandwiches. I'm like, hey, are you not you're dying? But the thing is that if you don't realize that this weight is not going to let you get to the next phase, you can't let them go.
So you have to realize, oh, if I'm going to travel, I'm going to let this weight go. If I'm going to lose this weight, I'm going to have to let go some things. Even though you love them. Are you getting it? Even though you love these things so much, they're not bad. They're good, but it's not good for you. So I'm going to let them go. So yeah, I want to carry all these my properties, but they're not good for me right now. In the kingdom of God, the way we look at those people that are so fat is the way God sees some of us. I'm saying again, there are many of us that are so obese in the spirit that, the way you look at a fat woman or a fat man, say, how did you get here? It's the same way God is saying, how did you get here? That chicken that can barely move, that's how you are in the spirit. Can barely move. And God is saying, it's a season of soaring, and there is that weight that you are struggling to step out. Much more soar. So it's not that God doesn't want you to soar. It's that you are so weighty, you are so heavy, you are not able to. But that is why he's saying to you today, you can lay aside those weights. You have the ability, you have the grace to lay aside those weights. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 12. From verse 1, please. Hebrews 12, verse 1. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. Somebody say, we are surrounded. We are surrounded. You are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. You know, I was listening to Brother Winley explain some of these things, and he was talking about how that he humbles him and makes him feel somewhat that Apostle Paul has not been coronated yet. With all the mighty works that he had done, he has not been coronated. Oh yes, he has put on his garment, but all of these men of faith that did great things for the Lord had not been coronated. Why? They're waiting for us. They're waiting for us to arrive. Hallelujah. They are waiting for us to arrive. Because the coronation is one service. Amen. We are surrounded by so... We are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. We are surrounded. We are being cheered. The people that are just cheering you on. Move on. You can do it. You have cheerleaders. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. He says, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. No, don't worry. Stay there, please. Just stay in this one. Thank you. Let us lay aside every weight. You know, I was saying before that we have the ability to lay aside this weight. But you see, there's the thing that we do well is to ask God to lay aside these weights for us. Are you getting it? But he says, you lay aside, let us lay aside. So you have a decision to make, just like you would. I intentionally made all of those, try to make all those illustrations. You are going to have to decide the things you are going to let go. If you are going to travel, you remember. So those bags, even though they are good things you're carrying, you're going to decide by yourself to let them go. The people that are checking you in will not make that decision for you. Do you understand? Because you know what is most important. So you make that decision to let go those things that, the extra weight. It says, let us lay aside every weight. And then it says, and the sin which so easily ensnares us. Of course, we've read the scripture. It's not an uncommon scripture. So you know that this is talking about when he says, first of all, lay aside every weight. And then he went on to say the sin. Because if he didn't explain that, if he says weight, all our minds will quickly go to sin. Do you understand? If the scripture didn't say and the sin, when we hear the weight, our minds will go to sin. That is why he made it and the weight and then the sin. So you understand there are other things that I need you to pay attention to that are weight in your journey. Apostle Paul says, all things are lawful, but not all things are expedient. So they are not sinful. They are not bad. They are not, wrong in the sense, but they are not good for you. They are baggages for you. Hallelujah. There are baggages for you. There are baggages for you. So it's okay to go to a party once in a while, or when you have to be in every party. You see that? When you have to be in every party, you see that there is a problem there already. If you're not there, you feel like something is missing, like you are the life of every party. Praise God. So the Lord is saying to us, as a matter of fact, when the Lord said to talk to me about this particular thing, it was more of that there are the expectations that were not met. There were the hopes that were deferred that many of us are carrying and shouldering without even realizing it. No, we are not angry with God, but we're not releasing our faith fully either. Why? We have been scratched. We have been offended. We have been scarred. Life has dealt us a blow. And yes, Lord, we know you know it all things. But no, somewhere in our hearts, we still have that, what if? I don't know. That we are carrying. And the Lord says, that's a baggage. Job will say, though you slay me, yet will I hope in you. So it doesn't matter what I've gone through. It doesn't matter what I'm currently going through. I'm going to completely put my hope on you. You see, I want to explain to you and I want to remind you again of God's faithfulness. That God is good, 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 raised to power 100. And he's faithful eternally. And whatever God does is good. So the things that God does is not good because they are right. They are good because God did them. Do you understand? They are only good because God did them. So whatever it is that, because sometimes we go through stuff and the enemy knows how to just highlight those things. I mean, all that. I say, well, God understands, but your faith has been dealt a blow. Everything that you are carrying, consciously and unconsciously, you know, sometimes, why I said unconsciously, sometimes you are bearing this bitterness or unforgiveness or anger and you don't even realize it. I've told this story once of how that this particular young man that was living where I grew up, so I thought we were friends. So one day I was in my year one, I got back to, I think that time they had a strike, I got back home. So I just said, this guy's been inviting me, let me just pay him a visit. I wanted to go and see my cousins. So I said, okay, let me stop by this guy's place and just say hello and go to where I'm going to. So I got in there and we were just gisting and I'm like, there are clothes on the chair. Take away the clothes now so I can sit down. He said, no, don't worry, just sit on the bed. Anyway, I just said, I'm not going to stay for a long time, so let me just quickly sit and go. So I just said, let me come and say hello. Don't worry now, I bought malt, I bought this. Somehow, I was even trying to be careful. He brought two drinks, so I should choose. I say, you choose first. He chose. I collected that one, he chose. In my mind, like, it's just like the Holy Spirit has told me that this place you came to, you're in trouble. So me, I was now on alert. Say no, you choose, give me now. Anyway, so, you know, just in a bit of time, this guy started to misbehave. And I'm like, huh, what's going on? No, I thought we were just friends. And things escalated very quickly. And it was not a battle, a war. In that basic kind of war, not small war. And I was praying and I was saying, I said, God, this cannot happen to me. I started to pray. I said, God, save me. God, deliver me. Deliver me. Serious prayer. Something that I carry my two left leg. I came into. But anyway, so I was just praying. I believe it was the Lord. I don't even know what happened. All of a sudden, just let me be. I quickly packed my load and ran for my life. So I hated that guy. I'm like, with all my heart and just because I thought we were friends, I visited you and you did this. God, I didn't like anything about him. I hated him. So for years, I had that. And I was just grateful to God that he saved me. So afterwards, when I see him, I don't even bother greeting him. What's that? Why should I greet you? So after some years, the Lord started to deal with me on that, and I started to say, I've forgiven him.
So I forgave him. Was there? I forgave him. I left it. So years after, I got back from school. I think I was even done with school. I was done with school then, but I still stayed back for a while. So when I got back, I just, at the junction, I saw this guy. So he was coming to greet me as somebody he knew. As soon as I saw him, this thing, I didn't know where it came from. This anger started to come out from my belly. I was coming up again. I saw him. I'm like, he was trying to give me, but I was not in the mood to talk to him. Apparently, there was still that anger in there. Remember what I was, why I went into this story is that sometimes you don't even know he's there. He's unconscious. It's just there. So sometimes the Lord creates some perfect opportunities for them to come out. So when they do, it's not time to say, after all, what they did to me is unforgivable. Because the Lord let it come out for you to know that this is slowing you down. This is 80 kg calories you are carrying. You can't soar with this. That is why I'm showing it to you. So it's not time to defend it and let yourself feel good about being angry. It's a time to say, oh my God, so this is still here. And you begin to deal with it. Is a war. You fight it with all of your heart. Hallelujah. It's even better when you know it. You know, if you are seeking the Lord, you can easily begin to work on them. But when you don't even realize that. But that is why God is merciful. He knows your heart. As long as your heart is right with him, he always creates opportunities to tell you, this is the baggage you are carrying that you don't need. Hallelujah. So the Lord is saying to us today, lay aside every weight. Because the time is now when I've empowered you to begin to soar beyond your limits. Hallelujah. So whatever it is you want to carry as extra load is not allowed. So it could be unforgiveness. It could be anger. It could be unanswered prayer. It could be unanswered prayer. It could be expectations that were met. It could be things you've been believing God. Specifically, the Lord was saying to me that there are people that had come with some expectations in the past as ABPCs that they didn't lay hold of. And then we're saying, oh, as ABPC 15.0 is another time. Lord is saying, I am he. I am faithful. So leave those things in the past. They are baggages. They may have been your experience, but they don't define the faithfulness of God. You see, if we understand who God is, you will understand that everything that happens to you, God loves you regardless, and he's taking care of you regardless. So you don't hold on to hurts, offenses, griefs. You don't hold on to them. And the Lord said to Samuel, how long are you going to grieve for Saul? He says, take your horn, fill it with oil, and go. There are so many things that have failed or that were disappointed, that a job you didn't get, and a promotion that failed. You know, there are so many things, expectations are met. You're planning that you're going to hit this target, you didn't hit it. A number you are trying to do, you didn't make it. And you've been grieving for that limitation for this long. The Lord is saying, how long will you grieve over those things? When are you going to let go of those baggages and move at my pace? Hallelujah. Lay aside every weight. I want you to begin to let the Holy Spirit point those things. Let the Spirit of God begin to put a flashlight in your heart on those things that it will have you let go. There are people in your heart that you need to let go. There are the experiences you've had with people, and then you've put them on some trajectory. We just relate from afar. And then it's a weight. Oh, this person is incorrigible. I can't even deal. The Lord will have us lay aside every weight. Every weight. Every weight. So the question is, what is your weight? What is the weight you are carrying? What is the baggage you are carrying? What is that extra load that you have to let go? You have to let go. When I was weighing almost over 80 kg and I want to lose weight, I wanted to drop down my weight. I've shared it here once. I had to stop eating garri. I have to stop eating rice. I have to stop eating plenty of things I love to eat. Because I wanted to lose weight. Of course, there are so many ways to lose weight. But I just knew I needed to lose those things. Did I like them? Oh, yes, I do like to eat rice. I do like to eat noodles. I do like to eat spag. But, I didn't have to eat them. Because I've read, okay, this particular thing you want to do, this is what it needs. Hallelujah. I ate egg until when I perceive egg, I'm like, what is this? Because there is the thing I'm trying to achieve. There is the race before me that I'm running, and I'm trying to take away those things that will not let me get there. There is a race. is set before us, brethren,
and it is one we have to run with all perseverance. I'm only trying to make all of these illustrations to say to you, these are things we practice naturally. When you want to do this, and you start asking, okay, what should I stop doing? Oh, your stomach is always, you start asking, what do I need to do? What do I need to stop doing? They're telling you, you have ulcer. You're asking, what should I stop eating? What should I be eating? Why? There's a goal. You're trying to lay aside anything that will make it worse. It is the same in our spiritual journey, that there are things that don't let us get in tune or stay in tune with the Holy Ghost. As long as it's not helping you fly, it's a weight, it's a baggage. As long as it's not letting you soar, it could be friends. There are friends that every time you hear God's word and you go to tell them, they have a way to rationalize everything. Well, let's be logical. You know, it's good. Let's be logical. Let's think about this thing very well. And by the time you are done with the logical, you have lost it. It could be friends. The Lord can be highlighting some people to you and say, these people are not the people I want for you in this season of your life. Because I tell you to run and they tell you watch. I say leap. They're saying, wait some more. Think about it some more. Give it 6 months. I say wait. They say no, it's trending. Get on it now. Are you sure? Wait. Let's start. But I say wait. Those people are baggages that will get you into trouble. So it's not that you don't have the wind. It's not that you don't have the Holy Ghost. It's not that you don't have all of that. It's that there are extras. And then he went on to say, and the sin which so easily ensnares us. Why do we need to let all of these things go? Because we have to run. Did you see that? We have to run with endurance. You have to run. Holiness is not old school. Righteousness is not old school. It's not something they do in Bible school. No, old school is not old school. It's not olden days matter. Anything that does not align with holiness is a weight. Anything at all that does not align with holiness, with righteousness, is a baggage you don't need. It's like that boat on the seashore that has an anchor just holding it right there. Oh, there's there's a ripple that's trying to make the boat is just like this, but it can't move any further. So whatever you call it, however you excuse it, let me tell you, it's a weight. It's a weight. It's a weight. Pornography is killing you. You don't even know it. It's not letting you see Jesus. It's not letting you see direction. The Lord has been warning you. You are not even listening. And you want to soar. He says, yes, you can. Because I want you to. Oh, but you have to let go of this. You have to let it go. You have to let it go. You know, you see young ladies that imagine that... Your needs, the Lord did not make men to meet the needs of young girls. Amen. The Lord made you, gave you a fantastic brain, beautiful hands and feet, made you good enough to do something. So you can't be thinking that you will need a man to pay your rent. When he's not your husband, neither is he your brother. Hallelujah. Praise God. Nor your uncle. Glory to God. Those are baggages. When you let yourself stay in that place, how would you see the opportunities the Lord is bringing your way? When you already created the solution and the provisions for your needs, how will He open any door to supply your needs? You are in marriage, but you still have other people, you know, you just hang out once in a while because you're expecting them to be your help. They are your destiny helpers. Jesus is saying, lay aside every weight. I want you to hold on to me 100%. Jesus plus nothing. It's not about, oh, well, I really need this. Listen. God knows what you need more than you do. He says these things ensnare, it entangles, it draws your attention. There's that, it's calling unto you. You know, Satan knows your preferences. He knows the things you like. He knows them. And he knows how to set the traps. That is why it's called ensnaring. Before you know it, you just, boom, it traps you. But if you don't have the desire, the greed, you won't be trapped. Most times when people were cheated of their money, scammed of their money, is that you are listening to what they are saying. They are telling you what you are going to get in return. And you are paying attention. And you know, the more you listen, the more you are losing the ability to withstand it. That's what happened to the Israelites now. When they were, every day they come and listen to Goliath and say, don't you have a man? Bring somebody. I will kill the bear. He was just there ranting and telling them. Every day they come and listen to the unbelief. They come and listen to the curse. They come and listen to him cursing them. And as they were listening, he was draining faith out of them. And then think about it now. David was never there. He didn't have the opportunity.
Let's think about it. You know Saul, eh? You know Saul is not a small person. Because Saul disobeyed God, somehow he focused on the disobedience. Well, scripture said that Saul was head short, taller than everybody in Israel. That means he was a giant. He wasn't a small person. He wasn't one small king. No, he was the tallest and the biggest in Israel. A fine king. And yes, he had been winning battles. They're saying now Saul had won his thousands. I killed his thousands. So yes, he killed people. So, but you come and be listening. Even a giant will just become like a worm when you come every day and listen to things that take your faith. Every day you come and sit down, you are listening to things that just take life out of you. And then when you want to lift your hands to fight, there's no strength. That is why we respond to these things. Not with, I know I'm strong. I can withstand it. I can withhold it. Don't esteem yourself too much. That's why the scripture says to flee. When there's something that looks like fornication, don't even try to tell yourself, I think I'm strong. I mean, I don't have the capacity to do this kind of thing. Don't even give yourself that too much credit. Flee. You're not wiser than scriptures. Praise God. Hallelujah. David didn't have to come and sit down and start listening. Immediately he heard it, he responded, who is this person? And it's not let me go home and come back. No. We're on it. We're dealing with it. We're not waiting till tomorrow. We are responding to this thing. So when your flesh begins to act up, it's not a time to say, every time I used to feel like, no, respond with the word of God. Because you're a child of God. You respond to it. See, there are things you watch in movies. You just enter somewhere and stay. You didn't even know. You're still busy doing your Jesus girl, lifting up holy hands and shining. Until one day. And you're asking yourself, where did this come from? No, you are still a Jesus girl. No problem. No, that's no doubt. But it came in and the Lord has highlighted it to you. So you lay it aside. It's not for you to start beating yourself up. Ha, me? No. Lay it aside. Quickly. How do you do that? Start to respond to it. Begin to confess, no, I am not like this. I am a new creature. All things are passed away. Lo and behold, new things is now. I am a new creature. I am not like this. Hallelujah. No, I don't live like this. I am a Jesus girl. I live like Jesus. I act like Jesus. I refuse this thing. You talk back to it. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Because when you keep quiet and it's just still there, you know, it's piling up. And one day, you will just see yourself doing things you never imagined you could do. And you're like, how did I get here? Lay aside every weight that so easily entangles, so easily ensnares, easily. What is another one I like to talk about? That offense. So easy to creep into your heart. So easy. And suddenly, a brethren in church, you are telling another brethren, don't go, the way the person does business is somehow, don't even bother patronizing that person. Don't patronize this person. It's because there is that thing in your heart you are still holding on to. There is the hurt in your heart. You are saying, can you deal with this person? Can you deal with that? Can you deal with it? Don't, see, that thing is demonic. It's a weight you've let to stay in your heart. And you didn't even realize it. No, you are not a bad person. But that is why Jesus is saying to you today, lay it aside. You know one thing I realized? If I know Ade now, and I know that maybe Ade, you're not dealing with anger, but I'm giving an example, and you're dealing with anger, and I know that you know that you have something with anger, and every day I know you, I see you praying, I'm asking the Lord to help you with this anger. So imagine that I now come and maybe I meet Benjamin, and Benjamin begins, you know one thing I don't like Ade about is because he's always angry. He's an angry person. You know that God, he will be so displeased with those words. Now God is already working on him about this thing. And you are going about talking about that same flaw. You don't even know God is working on it. That is why he will say, who are you to judge another man's servant? Should be before him, he will rise or fall. He said, even now that he is surely able to make him stand. So no, believers, God is saying to you, those things you say about people, they are weights. I am learning to not say anything bad about anybody behind them. Especially when I can't address them or, you know, talk to them about it. So what's the point? Saying it behind them. Do you understand? Sometimes even when I have a conversation with my husband, I say, so what's now, what's the blessing in this conversation? I'm asking myself, so what's the point? What am I expecting to do about it? Have I succeeded in doing anything positive about it? Talking about it. Somebody does something and you're having the conversation. Okay, to what end? Amen, bro. Yes. Amen. He's saying, speak, pastor. Praise the Lord. You understand what I'm saying? So the Lord expects that every word that comes out of our mouths will be graceful. You know what I learned? So even if somebody asks you that, okay, this person is doing business in some way, the person is rough, do you know you're not allowed to tell that person that don't do business with this person? Especially when they are brethren, is what I'm saying. You're not allowed to talk down on that business. You're not allowed to talk down on that person. You can say, well, pray about it. Well, pray about it. Why? You don't know their struggles. You don't know the dealings God is having with them. And probably the very thing God is dealing with them on is the very reason you're telling another person not to associate with them. God is associating with that person. God is dealing with them on that thing. And you're telling people not to associate with them. Those are weights. You didn't even realize how bad and how heavy they are. Hallelujah. All those are baggages that hold believers back. And I want us to learn to speak words that are graceful. When you talk about your sister, your brother, let it be graceful words that Jesus will be happy to hear. Amen. Hallelujah. People hurt you, deal with it. You're carrying hurts in your heart. You can't see Jesus that way. Hallelujah. What is the state of your heart right now? What is the state of your heart? What is the state of your heart? Sometimes we read through Mark 4 and, oh, you know, that's those rocky soils. Those ones on the wayside. No, not me. Not me. Nobody has the rocky heart. When you read through that scripture, nobody thinks they have the rocky heart. Hallelujah. Nobody thinks so. Nobody thinks so. Nobody ever thinks like that. Our heart is very healthy. Today the Lord is saying to you, what is the state of your heart? Have you been offended that you've not let it go? Are you angry with God? Are you angry with God? Are you upset that God has not showed up? Are you upset that you trusted him and it didn't happen as you expected? Oh, well, still go to church. He's God. He is God. And I said before, everything he does is good. Evil happen because we're in a fallen world. But we have a good God, a good Father. He's your Father. And he is good. Would you lay aside those things that are waste, those things that have affected your heart? Would you lay them aside and just soar and rest in God? Praise God forevermore. For some persons, it's guilt from the past. Every year you're remembering one thing that you did since. You are still remembering every year. In fact, you have the birthday. On that day, you do penance. On that day, you do penance. If anybody is preaching and coming near it, you go back to. No, he forgave you the very first time you asked. It's the devil that is robbing you and not letting you move forward. Nobody ever, how did they say it? Nobody ever does something looking backwards, looking back. You don't. You can't be moving. You can't. It's not possible to move forward if you are looking back. Listen, God does not cross all the dot all the I's and the T's in your life. You know, he's not trying to do it and make sure, oh, if you are prep and proper. Stop doing it to yourself. Hallelujah. That is why he said, I know that they are flesh. He's not trying to, you know, he's not then carrying a cane. If you just fall out, I fall you back in. You know, some of us see God like that. He's just there sitting and just looking for who will go to hellfire. Oh yeah, you, just be going to hell. You, we're trying, keep trying. Oh you, oh yeah, fall in line. No, he has given us the gift of righteousness. And daily he's working in us to will and to do those things that please him. He knows that we're a work in progress. And he's working in us. He's working in you. What do you do? Just rest in him. Be thankful for the life you now have. I'm saying to you, a living dog is better than a dead lion. Yes, you are still alive now. It's because there is that assignment God is only you that can do. I'm saying it again. I said the reason you are still here is because there is something God has said you will do, and it is only you that can do it. Think about it. That's the reason you are still here. Oh, if you don't have any other thing to do, trust me, you'll have been in the cloud of witnesses, cheering us on. But God still has an assignment for you. Would you just stay with him and let, you know, sometimes we let things hurt us so much that we just start walking through life defeated. We walk through life in pain. Before you make the prayer, you're already in doubt of getting answers. Why? I prayed before now. Maybe we've prayed about this thing. We have asked God for this kind of thing. I mean, we've experienced this thing before. We prayed and prayed and prayed. It didn't work. Sometimes we don't like to go that terrain. We just want to sweep it under the carpet and leave it there. But the Lord says to me, see, if there is a challenge, confront it. Take the word and stay with it. You know how the Bible says to, you know, how you cast seeds down? It's the way you cast the word of God into that matter. Until he enters it. Don't leave it and say, well, whenever. No, it's not whenever. You know, reading through the book, that is Anna's story, Anna was always crying, year after year. She was always crying. Why? The other wife was mocking her, right? And she would come and cry to God.
And she would go back and still look at the mockery and submit to the mockery. Then one day, she was praying. And then the priest looked at her and just like, laughed. I'm like, why are you behaving like someone that is drunk? Why are you drunk this early morning? Did he even say like somebody? He assumed she was drunk. And what did she say? She said, no, my Lord, I'm not drunk. What did she do? She responded to the mockery and despised it. She no longer embraced it. She didn't embrace the mockery. Well, how did I know? Because when she responded, the man of God had prayed for her. What did she do? Scripture says that was the end of her cry. She stood up, went to eat, and rejoiced. No, she wasn't pregnant. She hasn't even seen her husband yet, has she? But she was going excited. So all the mockeries are gone. That's exactly what Jesus did. He despised the shame. Yes, it's a cross I have to endure, but the shame, I won't embrace it. So don't let the shame people throw at you or the situations throw at you to make you shameful or make you ashamed. Do you understand? That something shameful happened does not mean that you are ashamed. Your God has said, I will not let you see shame. You will never be ashamed. So that something shameful happened, God said, you will not be ashamed. Don't let shameful situations make you feel like, I've seen shame. You did not see any shame. Shameful, something shameful happened. It's not you that is seeing it. You are not ashamed. Don't let it make you ashamed. And then you are going about now. No. Lay it aside. God has promised He is faithful to bring it to pass. Oh, that is how she received her son. After that, she had 5 more kids. Why? We're no longer listening to the mockeries. Brethren, we're no longer listening to the things they are throwing at us. The jabs. No, we're not listening to all of that. Whose reports are we going to believe? Is it that of the world, that of the friends that don't believe in you, or that of the Master Jesus? Most times we believe what everybody says about us except what God says. You believe what you say about yourself more than what God is saying about you. Oh, I did that quite a lot. I'll look at myself and talk down on myself from beginning to the end. And I'm like, so when I think about it now, I'm like, so you're telling God, Lord, forgive me, Lord, I don't mean it. You say, Lord, you are a fool. You don't know what you're saying about me. That's the impression we give to God. Listen, those are baggages. Because God has said you are able to do, and you are telling Him, I am not able to do what you made me to do. So God made you to do something, and you turn around and tell Him, I'm not able to do this thing you made me to do. Today, I want us to lay aside this weight. Hallelujah. I may not be running around reading all scriptures. I have a lot of other scriptures. But I want us to just keep our mind centered on this. Don't let your mind, don't be distracted. I'm already out of time. So please think about this. What is that weight? For you, it may be seen. For you, it may not be seen. But whatever it is that is stopping you. I mean, who here doesn't want to soar? Who here doesn't want to take the next step in life? Who here doesn't want to get into the season the Lord has prepared for them? Nobody, right? So there is a way to prepare for a journey. If you're going to travel, you prepare for the travel. So when a lady gets married, you don't leave some of your things in your father's house just in case. Except you don't have a space yet. Do you get? Except you don't have a space where those things will be. Maybe you carry everything. Any left, you know you can do without it. You are not leaving it just in case. You carry the things that you want to carry to your own new home. You place things. You package yourself for that. The Lord is taking us on a journey. Brethren, let's get ready for it. If your shoe is too heavy, remove it. That's why scripture says, if one eye will stop you from getting into the kingdom, remove it. If it is your hand, cut it off. The journey is more important than you trying to carry all of those baggages in. The journey is more important. The journey is more important. Where God is taking you is more important than everything you want to go in with. Anything that is going to weigh you down, let it go. See, what I'm saying is not one, no, it's in the little things in your daily walk with God. It's in the disobedience. It's in the God is prompting you, and the Holy Spirit will have to follow up on you for 6 months before you do one thing. It's in the delays, the distractions. God is calling you to a retreat, but you are too distracted to hear. Lay aside. Some of you, sleep is your baggage. You sleep too much. You tell yourself, I do a lot. Yes, nobody is saying you're not doing a lot. God knows that, but your life is dependent on your relationship with God. If you are preparing for your new season, you better get ready. Listen, no matter how
No matter how a pregnant woman wants to sleep, if she's in labor, they're waking her up. Are you understanding what I'm saying? You are in labor, you want to sleep. They're telling you are 8 cm. No, it's possible. I've slept. It can happen. But it's not when you are fully dilated and nurse is ready, midwife is ready, and they're saying take position. You say you want to sleep. If they slap you, no, they don't, they will wake you up ruggedly. No, when I could sleep now, when I was pregnant with Zoe now, I got to the hospital, there was an emergency. There was this chaos was all over the place. I just sat on the bed. I said, huh? What is going on? Everywhere. In fact, me, I said to pray for the woman. I didn't even remember I was in labor. I was praying. I said, God, one is that the baby had died, sadly. So they are now struggling to, the woman was now the issue. Like, we're trying not to lose her too. So you know what happened? Okay, before the matter got worse, everybody, the attention was on her. So as I sat on the bed, I noticed that I was no longer in labor. I was not feeling contractions anymore. So I'm like, what's going on? I thought I was in labor before I started coming here. Do you know, immediately I said that, boom, I felt it. I said, Lord, sorry. I know what is happening. I'm sorry. There was no need for me to be contracting incessantly when nobody's going to pay attention to me. So I just said, thank you, Lord. I just sat quietly. In fact, next time I lay down and slept. So I will feel contraction a bit. I'll hold that thing, but I was sleeping. So after we had our children, somebody that was one of the ladies saw me. I said, I saw you now. She said, she did not see me. I said, I was in the ward with you now. She said, you didn't see me. She now said, were you the one lying down and sleeping? I said, it was me. She said, she did not think I was serious. She was like, who is this unserious woman that is just sleeping here? I said, well, we labor differently. Amen. No, I was contracting, but I was sleeping. So when they were ready, I was ready. God said it was time. Do you understand? The God we are serve is careful, is intentional about us. Sometimes just be bragging about God. Do you understand me? Tell that thing in your heart. Oh God, I know that I'm pained by this situation, but God is faithful. So I will not let you be a weight I will be carrying about because you happened to me. I am not what happened to me. I am in God. I am his child. So no, I won't carry this baggage. I'm going to sleep through the storm. That is what Jesus did. Heartbreak like this, if they even come, you're like, have they come again? You are guarding. God is saying, even let me love you. You are still guarding against the Lord. He's not able to break your heart. Jesus cannot serve breakfast. He only serves breakfast, lunch, dessert, everything. He serves it together. But he can't break your heart. So lay aside those baggages. Lay aside those weights. Let him love you. So you can hear him say, this is the way, go in it. You can't hear when you are carrying weights, hurts, offense, you know, disappointment. Scripture says, hope deferred makes the heart sick. Don't let your heart stay sick. The sick person needs healing. But Jesus said he's close to the brokenhearted. So no problem that your heart has been broken. No, it doesn't matter. He's close to you. But let him in. Amen. Don't carry those baggages. Don't carry them. You know one beautiful thing about eagle? When it wants to soar, it flies and stays on an elevated area. When it lands on an elevated area, then it can release its wings and begin to take off on the wind. Do you understand? That is what the Lord is calling you to do today. Please come up to the elevated place. Leave the valley. No, you are not meant for the valley. It says you are a city set on a hill. There. Up there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is somebody ready to just drop things down now? Let them down. He says, the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Don't let sin be a hindrance. God is saying you are a kingdom financier. You are saying, I know, but you see the small one I have, call me stingy. I will stay there. No, let it go. Everything God plans for you is much more than your mind can comprehend. Hallelujah. There is nothing you can't forgive. Say that. Say it. There is nothing I can't forgive. He forgave us plenty. You see this thing we tell ourselves, oh, that one is a deal breaker. It's a deal breaker. Then God doesn't have deal breakers with us. We are the ones that have deal breakers. We even bring it to our relationship, in our workplaces, different places. God has sent you in a place. Go and work here. Go and be in this church. And you're just waiting for your deal breaker. Once somebody just touches that place, you are off. To where? Do you understand? To where? To where God has not sent you. Do you understand? If something jam your leg there, what will you say you are doing there? Oh, please lay aside those things. Say to God, my heart is for you. I'm going to just keep my heart stayed on you. We're going to continue in this conversation next week. Because you will now see, next week we're dealing on waiting on God. Can you take it this to verse 2? Let me just read it and then we'll close. You see how you now deal with this. You are running a race. Verse 2, please. It says to fix your eyes on Jesus. We're not saying that these temptations will not come. We're not saying that this sin will not come to you. We're not saying that life will not deal with you. But what is the solution? Fix your eyes looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Who is our perfect example? What did he do? For the joy that was set before him, what did he do? He endured the cross, despising the shame. He was not ashamed to carry the cross naked. He hated it. He despised it. He didn't mind it, literally. He didn't mind it. He didn't mind it. He didn't care. He didn't care. As long as I fulfill the journey I'm on. If you have to go respond to everybody that is saying things on the sideline, you will never complete the journey. So leave those things. There are baggages that want to draw you back. They are throwing words at you. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep moving forward. He is the author and the perfecter, the finisher of your faith. Do like Jesus. Look at Jesus. Imagine the joy before you and just endure it. Despise the shame. Now, what is he doing? He has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God because there is an end to every trial. There is an end to every hard time. There is an end to every shameful situation. So don't let it define you. Don't carry that weight. Don't carry that weight. Go, don't carry it. Don't carry it. Don't carry it. Put it on Jesus. Cast your cares on the Lord. Cast. I want you to begin to do that. I'm done with my message. Please begin to say to the Lord, I put it on you. Please, if you don't mind, can you just go around and give out the communion elements, please? So just take the communion today. With grace. Take it with grace. Take it with grace. Laying aside hearts. The Lord emphasized so much for me that these things we are carrying, there's this crack in the hearts of many people that didn't even know is there. He was just, he was emphasizing it again and again. As a church, there is a scar that we must, that is, intentionally bring up and give to him. Intentionally bring it up and give to him. Those disappointments, you have said, well, it doesn't matter, it's fine, I'm moving on, but it's still there. Respond to it. Respond to it, please. Respond to it this morning. If you are joining us online, thank you for being here till now. So we are taking communion now. If you don't mind, you can get your communion element also and join us. Please talk to God. Please pray. It's not a time to be quiet. You cannot soar being spiritually obese. Being spiritually obese. Even when the Holy Ghost wakes you up to pray, you are unable to pray. You are too heavy. You are too heavy. You are too heavy. Pray and say, Lord, I determine to lay these aside. You can mention them. Be intentional. It can be an addiction. Yes, an addiction, an addiction, an addiction. Lay it aside. You want to swear. You want to take up with God. You want to take up with God. You want to begin to walk with God. You want to take God more seriously this morning. I want you to talk to God. I want you to talk to God. I don't know. I feel like if you feel you want me to pray with you, please feel free to come out. There is that thing you are dealing with. There is that sin especially that is weighing you down. Today you are winning. Tomorrow it is winning you. There is that thing that you are struggling with. Whatever it is, I really don't want, it doesn't matter. What matters is that the blood of Jesus has been shed for your sake. And today is a good day to receive grace to live above it all. Yes, you can stay. You can actually stay without those things. You can do without them. So I don't mind praying with you. I don't mind praying with you. And we don't have plenty of time, but it's fine. Oh, thank you, Lord. Pray, pray, pray. Talk to God. Pray and talk to God. Can we rise? Let's rise on our feet, please. Just rise to your feet. Talk to God. Be very, very intentional about the things you do. You are saying to God this morning, be very, very intentional. Pray. Are you talking to God? So is there anybody here? Okay, nobody. Oh, no problem. No problem, it's fine. Go ahead and pray. Talk to God. Oh, my Shavina Mandira Bahai. Just hold somebody's hands and pray for that person. Strengthen that person. Strengthen your neighbor. Strengthen a sister, a brother. Strengthen that person. Say, in the name of Jesus, you receive grace to lay aside your weight, the baggage you have been carrying, the baggage you are carrying. It is the devil that lies to you and tells you, don't worry, just stay there. You can still get to where you are going carrying those weights. It's Satan that tells you that. But today, the Lord is saying to you, no, make the decision. Take away those things that are just slowing you down. Lay it aside. I want you to soar by the Spirit. So the Spirit of God is there. The Holy Spirit is available. His ability and willingness to help you soar is not in question. It's not in question, but you're saying today, let it go. Let go of the disappointment. Let go of that sickness. That thing, you feel like I've been managing it for years. I want you to bring it to an end before the Lord this morning. I say, Lord, I've been managing these things all these years. I refuse to carry this baggage anymore. I refuse to. For some, it is sickness. Yes. It is sickness. It doesn't please the Lord for you to go about in any sickness or with any sickness. No, it's not pleasing to God. Today is a good day to lay it aside. Everything you are thinking about is this thing. Everything in your life is centered on this thing. See, your life has to be centered around God. Around God. Make that commitment. Say, Lord, my eyes are on you now. I keep my eyes on you. I commit to praying and to studying the word. I commit to talking with you, communing with you, having conversations with you, and just staying with you, Lord. I commit to tarrying with you. Respond to those situations when they come up in your heart. Respond to them with the word of God. Respond to them. Say, yes, you were this thing I've been carrying about, but today I lay you aside. I lay you aside. You seem to be something shameful, but I despise you. I refuse to walk around ashamed. I refuse. Because my God has said he will never let me see shame. Father, we thank you. Lord, even as a church this morning, we lay aside weights. We lay aside limitation. We lay aside limitations. Lord, that's those caps we have put on ourselves, you know, unintentionally. All those, you know, our thing, ourselves, this limits. Lord, tonight, this morning, we lay it aside. We lay it aside. We come up with you so we can soar with you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, every crack, every pain, every hurt, every disappointment, Lord, every hope deferred, we lift it up to you this morning. We cast every anxiety upon you, Lord. We cast every care upon you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, and we choose to give thanks. We choose to give thanks. We choose to give thanks. We choose to respond with thanksgiving. We choose to respond with God's word. So when Satan reminds us, we remind him, no, it is no longer like that. This is the word of God to us. In the name of Jesus, he's doing a new thing. I've been carrying a baggage of wilderness experience. Desert experience. But the Lord has said, will you not know it? TCC, we know it. We perceive it. Now the Lord has said, I will do a new thing.
I will do a new thing. I will do a new thing. So we let go of the past. We let go of the past. We press on with God. Like Apostle Paul said, we press on. So we can attain. There is a goal that we have to attain. We press on to it, letting go of everything that is behind us. Lord, thank you for today. We receive grace. We receive grace. We walk light. We walk light. Today we drop every one of these burdens. We drop them here right now. And we soar with you, Father. We go light. We walk light. We fly light. In the name of Jesus. We fly light in the name of Jesus. You know, after I lost weight, I'll wear my clothes and put my hand inside because I literally felt that wind would carry me. That's how light I felt. From 8-something kg, I was wearing 60-something. So I will put my hand in my pocket. I'll be walking small, small. We walk light. We walk light. It's a good experience. You can't sleep because of the weight. The weight is affecting your sleep. But the Lord has given you his beloved sleep. So lay aside those weights and rest in him. Thank you, Lord, for today we receive grace. So yes, now we go home and we sleep. We go home rejoicing. We go home joyful. We go home happy because you have taken off and you're lifted off every burden. Your yoke is easy, so we choose your yoke. We refuse and we lay down our burdens in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we bless the communion element in our hands, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we're reminded of your journey to the cross for us. We are reminded of the pain you had to go through. Lord, we are reminded today, that you despised the shame. You endured the cross for us so that we too can despise the shame and endure the cross. So we take communion today in remembrance of these things. That again, we are graced to walk light. We are graced to walk light because there is no weight that will get into heaven. No weight will get into heaven. No weight will get into the promised land. Thank you, Father.
This message was brought to you free of charge by the partners of the Cornerstone Church Enugu. For more resources and downloads, please visit our website at thecornerstoneministries.org. Our faith is based on the Word of God. It transforms us and it bears fruits for us.